But all I said was, you want everything you see on TV.
I don't care. That's, he created me like that because I'm a kid that likes toys. Toys, 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 toys.
That is no excuse.
Yes, it is.
You said you talk too much and you like toys and God created you.
Yep, God created me that way.
Because of what?
Because he wanted to create me that way. And first you got created and I got created. Now don't blame me. Just blame something a part of. Don't blame me for me always being bad and ungrateful. I tell you what to blame.
What?
I tell you what to blame. You need to get blamed. So you need to blame my. You need to blame my mouth, man. Blame it. Just blame. Don't blame me. Blame my mouth, man. And don't whoop me. Don't whoop me. I tell you, you need to whoop. Whoop nothing. Whoop that. Or else whoop your own ass, man. Whoop your own ass. Don't whoop me. I'm tired of it. I can't take it anymore. No. No. No.
Now, you gotta lay it cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Yo, 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 you are now listening to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 43, the first half of the show, finito. Don't know what happened to it. That's technology for you. So we just gonna jump right into where we were at when it started recording correctly. At the beginning of the show, the intro you heard, that's our new intro for the show. Pretty dope. Done by Advanced Beats. That's Beats with a Z, advancedbeats.com or .net. Hit them up on Twitter at Advanced Beats. Yeah, let them know you like it, whatever. I think it's hot fire. This your boy, the Black Hoff. We're going to jump right into it. At Emerge City on Twitter, at Forget That Yo. Forget That Yo at gmail.com. Yeah, you know the rest. The Black Hoff, a.k.a. AC is better than no AC. We enroll around the city in the summertime. Yeah.
Yeah, I just not gonna say nothing, huh? That's what we gonna do, just not say nothing. Yeah. Then that boy said disconnect. I was like, oh man.
That a bitch.
Yeah. It's just all bad.
Katie broke my Skype.
Damn.
Now back to this waffle taco.
Yeah.
I wonder if they gonna have it in some kind of pouch to hold it together, or are they just gonna try to wrap it up? Yeah, it's gonna be a mess.
Yeah. They gonna put it like in that little paper they put the other tacos in, huh? Yo, they gonna get some manufactured taco waffles, you know what I mean? And them shits ain't gonna be good, you know?
Wait a minute, manufactured taco waffles? Oh, well, to make them stay?
Yeah, it's gonna be the shape of a taco, but it's a waffle, you know what I mean?
Nah, then it's gonna be hard.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not gonna be what you think it is, man. Just like, all right, I seen a commercial they had Popeye's chicken and waffles, right?
Uh-huh. What?
It's waffle flavored chicken strips.
Yeah, you wanna know the worst chicken and waffles, man? IHOP. I'm gonna slam that whole tray.
Oh.
yo, come, man. It's certain things you get from IHOP, dog. Chicken and waffles is not one of them.
Not one of them. Nope.
And then I get mad when I used to see people posting them on Facebook. Chicken and waffles? No, that's not chicken and waffles. That's some chicken strips with a waffle next to it.
All right, something else I used to make. Waffle hamburgers.
What?
Y'all ever made waffle hamburgers?
Fuck no.
Nah, you just take the waffles, you know what I'm saying? Fry up the hamburger. Get your cheese put on it. Whatever your toppings. Boy, it's so delicious. And I put a little bit of honey on it. Like, not honey, syrup. Just one little slab, like, one little wipe across.
Nigga, is that the Luther?
Nah, that's Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, don't do that on the,
We was gonna try that Monday at lunch. We was on one person go get the Krispy Kremes, and one person gonna get some Baconators from Wendy's. We just take the buns off and add the... We gonna do it, though.
Yeah, you better not eat nothing else for the rest of the day.
Nigga, do you know how serious Krispy Kreme donuts is?
Yeah, I used to eat a case at a time.
Oh, yeah, you was fat as shit when you was there. Yo, nigga. Wifey went to the fucking shop at... They was out there fundraising Krispy Kreme donuts, nigga. She called me. Like, baby, you won't believe they got Krispy Kreme donuts out here. I'm like, yo, this is the fattest conversation I've ever had, man. Stop.
The worst Krispy Kremes is the one people buy in the boxes from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, them hard, rough Krispy Kremes.
Nah, yo, you got to get them hot and fresh, B. But back to what I was saying. No, yo, go ahead, Katie.
I was about to say, because around here, they be delivering them mugs fresh to the store.
Yeah.
That truck be delivering them hot, so they be, like, soft. You throw them in the microwave for, like, 8 seconds.
Damn.
Why you got to throw them in the microwave if they soft and hot?
I like mine a little soft.
A little extra.
Yo, that's why I get mine straight from the shop.
Yo, back to what I was saying, son. Who came up with chicken and waffles?
A nigger.
Roscoe.
Shut up, nigga. Roscoe started off with chili and donuts.
How you know?
Yo, you ever seen Black Dynamite?
I'm about to say, you got that off Black Dynamite.
Come on, man.
Come on, Eastone.
I'm not believing those coons.
Roscoe's chilling. Can I get some hot sauce for my donut?
You stupid.
I'm on to Eastone. I know that story.
Yo, do you love that movie?
Yo, never love it.
I love it.
I never seen it and will never watch it.
You have to. Anthony, you have to watch that shit, son. Black Dynamite.
The movie or the cartoon?
The movie.
Both, nigga.
Nah, the cartoon. Not one episode. That was wrong.
The cartoon was a bit much. It was. But the movie, my nigga, the movie is classic, yo.
The man said, stick with me, baby. I have you farting through silk.
Yo, for real. And he said, all 93 pounds of...
So it's not even going to be funny if I watch it. You tell you I punch lines.
No.
It's so much more than that, man.
Can I get some hot sauce with my donut? Yo, I like that old in the background type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga saying something, but somebody in the background say some old slick shit. That shit is full of that, man. Like, yo, that shit is mad funny, dog. You have to watch that shit.
All right, since we on food, have y'all heard of Fat Sal's Big Fat Fatty Sandwich?
God damn.
That just sounds like all bad.
Y'all remember the show Entourage on HBO?
Yeah.
Remember the dude Turtle?
Yeah.
He opened a sandwich shop called Fat Sal's.
And they got a fatty sandwich.
Yep, him and it's co-owned by him and Jerry Ferrara.
Ferrara.
Let me tell you. Matter of fact, I got
to
show
you like that.
Ferrara.
Here we go.
I have a competition sandwich. I knew that I wanted to attract an adventurous man, woman, child. So, Josh Stone, who owns Fat Sal's in Pacific Beach, concocted this thing.
She's big.
The Big Fat Fatty has 5 cheeseburgers.
What?
1.5 pounds of pastrami.
Oh, I've seen that shit on Man vs. Food.
1.5 pounds of cheesesteak. 10 chicken fingers. 10 onion rings, 10 jalapeno poppers, bacon, 5 fried eggs.
And you're going to eat this thing.
2 cups of chili, 2 cups of marinara sauce, a basket of french fries, and a cup of fat sauce.
Have you ever got your
and how
fucking
on
fries
earth
in a
ever
basket?
Come up with that combination of stuff? In all honesty, the name Big Fat Fatty came to me in a dream.
Wait a minute.
God damn.
God. Yeah. When you have sauce that you just call the fat sauce,
the fat sauce, nigga,
that's probably way fatter than all the ingredients he just named.
Yeah, nigga, you just ate a byproduct of all the shit he just cooked.
The sandwich costs $50.
Yeah, you can keep that fucking sandwich, bitch.
And you, the only way you can buy it is if you take the challenge. You got 45 minutes to eat it.
Nah, man.
Two people have done it: a female and a dude.
Yeah, that's not happening. Yo, I told you that shit out here, right?
What?
It's a Jake's Way Back Burgers.
Way back.
Nigga, they have a triple. Nine patties and nine pieces of cheese. So yo, that the fucking asshole that I am, I asked the people, like, yo, who the fuck is buying that shit, right? She's like, yo, we've sold 300 of them.
Dang.
And the most people that get them, like, it's a 12-year-old kid running around this bitch that ate two of them.
Oh, man.
What?
Nigga, that's just bad parenting, dog.
Did that kid look like Terrio?
I ain't never seen a kid. Ooh. I ain't never seen
him. Ooh, but kill him.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo. And did that for what? About the last 10 minutes of episode 41?
Yeah.
I was dying laughing when I went back to listen. Everything I was saying, ooh.
Yo. Like, yo, that shit right there, man, somebody really can't eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you's risking your health, yo. But, like, yo, if you want a sandwich you can eat that's good, my nigga. Yo, you ever heard of Jersey Mike's?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yo, they got the Muslim Killer. That's not the name of it.
What?
I call it the Muslim Killer, man, because it's like five different kinds of pork on that bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yo, and that shit is so... Yo, when I was in South Carolina, man, my brother put me on to that shit, yo. That shit is so good, man. But yo, nigga, I mean, your heart hurt after eating it, man. You're like, God damn, I feel like I'm about to die. But it's fucking good, man.
You seen the Fuddruckers burger?
Oh, man, I used to go to Fuddruckers all the time.
You seen the 2-pound joint they got?
I never will do that.
Duh, have you? Because I had just bought meat the day before, and I just pictured 2 pounds of that pack of meat into one burger. Yeah.
Yo, that's ridiculous, B.
That's so dumb.
Like, yo, that's why Americans is fucking fat, man.
Yep.
Like, yeah, yo, why does damn near every restaurant have a buffet?
And why does every little kid look like little Terrio?
Ooh.
Yo. Oh, kill him. Oh.
The fat one. You know what I'm
saying? Dang, man.
Shit is crazy, man.
All right, y'all seen the biggest story in news today?
It what's that?
Web.
That one with the dude who killed his girlfriend and then posted the pics on FB?
Well, since you said that, let's go to that one.
Oh. Nigga, what?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, man.
Derek Medina posts photos of wife's body, murder confession to Facebook. A horrifying crime scene in South Miami. Oh, Florida, man.
It's always Florida.
Oh,
it's always Florida.
A horrifying crime scene in South Miami hit Facebook Thursday when a man posted a photo of his dead wife and a confession that he had killed her. Derek Medina posted the photo sometime around noon Thursday with the words, "Rip Jennifer Alfonso." The image shows his wife's body slumped backwards from her knees on the floor in what appears to be the couple's kitchen. Her face and arms are covered in blood. "You will see me in the news," reads a confessional status update posted minutes before the photo. "I'm going to prison or death sentence for killing my wife. Love you guys. Miss you guys. Take care. Facebook people, you will see me in the news. My wife was punching me, and I'm not going to stand anymore with the abuse. So I did what I did, and I hope you understand me."
Thank and you. Rap.
Did you just confess?
Can you?
I'm not understanding why he said "miss you and love you" to everybody.
Real.
Like, he was getting ready to go to, you know, Orlando or something.
Can you imagine scrolling your timeline like,
and see that shit?
And you know these people.
Damn, man.
Man, that's just...
That's fucking nuts, man. Yo, Facebook is the devil, B. Yo, how you lose your fucking mind like that, man?
No, how this joint got 149 shares, though?
What? How many likes it got? Please, please.
Oh, man, they blocked out the likes.
Okay.
But it's something there, though. You know what I'm saying? They blocked out because it's something there.
The first person said, second person said, what? Third person said, what?
I'm trying to understand how you like something like that, though.
Yo, how do you look at something like that?
That's worse than the picture I seen of this female with man fluid all over her face.
Oh.
Her boyfriend, I guess her ex, had posted and he was like,
stop spoiling my pictures, dog.
You stupid. He was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, this is why we broke up. I guess this is what you got on your phone? This is what you was doing when you was with me? And yo, the comments, I wish I had those comments. It was priceless. Dudes is like, yeah, get it. Uh-oh, I see you. Saves picture. Well, I think Lil Terrio was on there like, ooh, kill him.
That's bad.
Her friends on there defending her. This is disgusting. He is a coward for doing this. You guys should be ashamed. You're her friends and you're making fun of it. Dude, nobody's really your friends on Facebook. Come on. Adding people, cut it out. Adding people to show you little model pictures, dude. Cut it out.
Damn, yo, do y'all know who Ann Coulter is? Son?
That's the news person
on Fox.
Yeah.
All right. Ann Coulter is writing a book. Well, she wrote a book, and she mentions black heroes in her book. Do you want to hear who's Ann Coulter's black heroes?
If you're saying Soulja Boy or Chief Keef, no. I don't want to hear.
No. Believe me, you want to hear this list. All right. All right. Blade the Vampire Hunter. What? Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters. Fat Albert. Nigga Fat.
I can't.
The guy who saved the women in Cleveland who loves McDonald's.
Dead giveaway.
Daryl Strawberry.
Are he on cocaine?
Yes. Yes. Shaft.
Talk about Shaft. Watch your mouth.
Nigga Mace Windu. Idris Elba.
What?
Understandable.
Yeah. Clarence Clemons from the E Street Band.
Oh, like she about to say Clarence Carter.
No. And nigga, to top the list off, nigga, T.I.
Oh, wow. What?
I'm a little pissed that half these niggas is fictional. Nigga, Ann Coulter is fucking crazy, Doug.
That had to be from Twitter.
Huh?
That had to be from Twitter.
Nah, yo, this is some other shit I was looking at, man. Like, oh, man, yo. Whenever you rent a car, if you have to rent a car, like, well, I'm going to start renting cars for no reason now.
I just did.
Where'd you rent it from?
Budget.
Okay, you should have went to Enterprise, man.
Why?
This is the new Enterprise ad. Everyday low rates plus weekend and holiday discounts. Extensive range of quality cars and vans. Free pickup from your home, office, or repair shop, and cocksucking. I'm dead ass serious, my nigga. I'm looking at this shit right now.
When they run that in?
I think it was in like Europe or some shit, man.
Wow. Because yo,
it's a 016 area code. Nigga, I'm renting for Enterprise all the time now. They giving out cocksuckings.
Oh man.
Oh man, yo, just think about how long the line is, man, at they store right now.
You know them pervert dudes, them weird dudes.
Yeah,
I heard man. They like they do all they go through the process and I'm like, well, where is she?
Yeah.
Them brothers going to the car rental place and those breakaway pants.
Hell yeah. Like, okay, I've got my car. I've signed the contract. Only thing I'm missing is that cocksucking, sir.
They're not even trying to sign anything.
Hell no.
Can it's we just here, get to that part?
But that one thing. I'm all set to go, but that one thing is missing.
Hell no. That shit is crazy.
But yo, what ran the internet today? Number one story. Beyonce's short blonde hair.
Yo, ain't that the same haircut she had when she played Etta James?
I never seen that movie, sir.
You ain't seen Cadillac? What's the name of that movie? Cadillac Records. There you go.
Cadillac Caddies.
Cadillac Records, man. You never seen that movie?
Nah, man.
Yo, it's actually a pretty good movie, man.
Yo, but this ran Twitter. This ran the whole website. She has 369,000 comments on her Instagram pictures.
Say what?
People was fighting, talking about she's copying Miley Cyrus. Dude said, you idiot. Miley didn't start the short haircut. Women have been doing it for years. And Beyonce's cowlick on her new haircut is more important than Miley's entire career. Take a seat.
Damn, B.
It was like, man, cool your jets. And then it went from her haircut to Miley Cyrus to Trayvon Martin.
Are you what? Yeah. Yo, them niggas is all over the map.
They got George Zimmerman in here. Then they go to biracial people.
She's a biracial girl.
They got her mother is white. And then another girl said, her mother is black. We in Houston. We know this.
Nigga, no, you shut the fuck. Hey, man.
The comment section is the worst place on earth.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, I was reading some shit today, man. Like, the most racist comments of the week and shit. I think I was like, God damn. Y'all niggas really, like, you can't put I'm not racist and then say the most racist shit I've ever seen in my life, man.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that, the comment section, dog, shows you what America. People are really made of, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that shows you what America is, man.
It's ridiculous, man. Who are these cowards?
Yo, like, for real, man, don't... Like, yo, nigga, you ever played Xbox?
Oh, man, I heard about that.
Yo, and have a motherfucker on the other end, and he just get on this fucking racist tank because you slain him.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, why are you so racist now? You know what I mean? Like, yo, don't be a chat room thug, my nigga, because I can't put my hands on
I'm
you.
I'm serious.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do that, man, because you know if I see you in public and you say any of the shit you did right now, dog, I'm gonna beat the fire out your ass, dog. Yo, but that shit be funny, man. Like, yo, I be seeing that shit. I'm like, God damn, man, this is what America is, yo. Chat rooms, comment sections, prison, and bathroom walls, man, show you how racist this place is, dog.
Yep. You can't even get bent out of shape over stuff like that, though, because like you said, they gonna say that stuff from a distance. They not gonna say that stuff to your face. So why get bent out of shape over it?
Can I get bent out of shape if I'm doing yoga?
Shut up. Really?
What if I'm reading the comments they're doing yoga? I'm bent out of shape, but does that actually qualify as being bent out of
nigga,
shape?
Why are you doing
comment?
Yoga? Let's address that.
Because you need to stretch your bones and flex.
You like old downward facing dog ass nigga too.
All right, so when we 90 and you bent over like Hunchback of Notre Dame, I'm clowning.
Oh, nigga, I ain't gonna make it past 63.
10 celebs with notoriously bad breath.
Oh, man.
Oh, yo, you got a list?
I'm not saying this list is true. It's a boss-up list. And I don't know how credible they are. Probably not at all. But it's entertaining.
I bet you I run with it.
All right, we got Beyonce.
No.
And it says she has struggly Harriet Tubman feet and chitlin breath.
Chitlin breath?
Chitlin. All right.
Hold on, man. Harriet Tubman feet.
Mm-hmm. And chitlin breath.
And chitlin breath. Yo, she's just slavery up and down, my nigga. That's fucked up, man.
Yep. We got Princess Diana.
She got bad breath?
It says she was terrified of gaining weight and she refused to use toothpaste. This can't be life.
Nigga, toothpaste is fattening?
But her teeth look mad white on here.
Come on, B.
Okay, we got Biz Markie. Oh, man. Y'all should see the picture. Y'all should see the picture.
Yeah, I know that nigga got the struggle going on in his mouth, nigga.
Nah, he got a mic. He got a mic, like, talking to her, and there's a little kid on his lap, and she's covering her nose.
Oh, damn. That nigga breath smell like yuck. Oh, shit.
He said, you ever met the iconic yuck mouth? Dang, that's 100% vibe killer.
That nigga breath smell like, damn.
His teeth look like yellow chiclets on this picture.
Mm-hmm. We still talking about Biz Markie?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we got Diddy. It said yeah, Diddy's breath.
Like dolphin teeth, nigga.
Rumors of Diddy's breath smell like warm dumpster juice.
That's so hurtful, dog.
Oh, man.
Dumpster juice, nigga. Shit.
We got Busta Rhymes. It said the real life cartoon character probably had poo skid marks on his tongue.
Oh, oh.
And he got booty hole breath.
And he could breath him like, woo ha!
It said Busta's breath equals bag of horse poo. They got Lamar Odom Kardashian.
Oh man,
that nigga smell like.
They said you may remember when Kimmy tells Chloe that Lamar basically has homeless people living inside his mouth.
Oh damn,
they squatting in there. They squatting in his mouth.
That's fucked up. Man. You got a little man in his mouth taking his shit on his tongue.
Oh my goodness.
We got Flavor Flav.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know that nigga's his thing.
Mr. Spicy Sewage Breath himself.
That nigga mouth smell like homeless, nigga. Damn.
We got Angelina Jolie.
What?
Uh-huh.
The mouth smell like Billy Bob Thornton's dick.
Dang.
Dang. Dang, son.
Wow. Oh, man, he's 2 for 2, because the other next one on the list is Jennifer Aniston.
So maybe Brad it's Pitt? Brad Pitt shit this time.
Nominated.
She said she got rumored eyebrow burning breath.
Damn.
Your breath ain't cool.
Oh, man, we got Ben Affleck.
Mm.
He said Sandra Bullock gave him a whole box of mints on set of 1995.
Damn.
Rom-com forces of nature. A whole box. They put that in capitalized letter.
That's what I'm laughing because of the way you stressed it.
Nigga, take all these mints, nigga.
And I said a whole box.
Now I got a confession to make. There's this chick that I allegedly used to mess with.
He said allegedly.
That had
That mean he did.
All be damn breath.
States are all be damn.
And every time I allegedly met up with that person, I had to have gum and mints on me.
I know who it is.
No, you don't know who this one is. I know for sure you know.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had to keep that handy.
Yo, so her mouth stank?
Well, it was allegedly.
No. I'm asking you, nigga, because you met up with her.
No, it was allegedly.
Allegedly.
But so, we got more stories to get to. You know, we run out of time. All right. This was a doozy. Foot found on beach in New Jersey. New Jersey State Police say a coastal fisherman found a high-top sneaker, Adidas,
with a foot in it.
With a foot inside.
Oh.
Some of the toes still had nail polish on them. But they say the gender and age of the victim have not yet been established. The sneaker was an Adidas size 5.5. How you lose a foot and keep it moving? Anybody? Somebody? We're just losing feet now.
I don't think she kept it moving. I think there might be other parts getting ready to show up somewhere.
I think a shark ate that person and left the foot. Y'all think so? No. Stone! What'd this dude do? I heard him struggling with the mic like it was choking him.
He probably too drunk. And ain't showing no disconnection, so
yo,
he's still
here. Fell asleep, dog.
Stone fell asleep on air.
Dog, if he fell asleep on air, this classic.
And taking drunkenness to a whole nother level.
That bottle took him out the game. All right, but before we wrap up, we got Christopher Dillingham. He blew up his family dog and won't face animal cruelty charges.
Are you serious?
A Washington State man arrested for allegedly attaching explosives to the family dog. Really? Can't trust Yellow Bones on the air. Hey, Yella.
Hey.
I'm gonna guess that you're referring to me.
Hey, what are you doing? Making love to the mic?
Did you think he muted your mic when you walked off?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Shit, my bad, son.
It sounded like he was like putting the mic on like skinny jeans.
Well, we ain't get enough calls, so that will not be happening.
That man got that water buffalo head.
Damn.
Stretch the mic out to get in that dome.
Ain't that a bitch?
But a Washington State man arrested for allegedly attaching explosives to the family dog and blowing him up won't face animal cruelty charges because the dog didn't suffer. What?
What?
Are you serious?
Nigga dying is not suffering, my nigga. God damn.
Sheriff's deputies responded to Dillingham's home at about 4 a.m. when neighbors heard an explosion. Huh?
What's the last name?
It was Dillingham.
Oh, nigga, I know some Dillinghams, man.
I do too.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. I need outrage because Vic go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But he can blow up dogs and just get away with it.
Come on, man. Come on now. You know better.
Where is Peter at when you need him?
I am appalled.
You already know what that is, man.
But you know what, though? I just watched, what was it? Duck Dynasty yesterday. Yeah. And they were shooting beavers all on air.
Wait a minute. Why were you watching that?
Yeah.
Because it was on TV.
No, don't. Why are you lying, man?
That is not a good excuse.
Hold on. Let me end this right now.
Hold on, pause.
Let me end this lie.
I ain't got to justify nothing.
Oh, you ain't got to. I'm about to justify it.
You ain't justifying shit, because I'm going to tell you what happened. I was sitting here doing homework, and it came on TV, and I just kept watching it.
Oh, nigga, you can't read.
So, are you going to watch it again?
This man said, I can't read. Really? He tried to slide that in there in the slick like I didn't hear it.
So, what do you think about it?
It's entertaining.
Is it really?
Hey, we watch Catfish. We watch Catfish.
Are you going to keep watching it?
Yeah.
Okay, because from Facebook, you said, I can't believe nobody told me about this Duck Dynasty show. It was one of the greatest shows on earth.
No, you didn't.
See, you can't. Yeah, he's lying. He added extra stuff onto the post.
I'm about to tag you in his post.
Go ahead and tag me in it. But I didn't say it was the greatest show on earth. I said, I can't believe ain't nobody put me on it.
Yeah, I do watch shows for the comedic value of it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I do that. I ain't, Katie, I ain't mad at you, son.
I'm mad at him because he said it like, oh, man, when that was on TV.
Come on, nah, man, you the nigga that got me watching Catfish, man.
Yo, I own up to Catfish.
Say what?
I love Catfish.
Yo, I be DVRing that shit, son. That's how fucked up you got me, B.
I eat Catfish all the time. Okay.
Oh, man, yo, when the family was up here, man, we had a fish fry. Nigga. Oh, man, that shit was so good. I'm sorry, man. That shit just came out of nowhere. Yo, all right, man.
Wait a minute. I'm mad because everybody's defending this dog, dude blowing up the dog.
Ain't nobody defending this shit.
No, everybody on here is defending it. It says, to every person who is horrified by this, do you eat meat? Think about it. this
nigga,
dog
do you
didn't
eat
suffer.
Fucking dog, nigga? The what animal, is he talking about?
The animal whose body you put in your mouth did. This what? Is not animal abuse, because animal abuse only occurs if someone does something to a pit bull. Other dogs are only worth three in the fit of the pit bull.
That's fucked up.
So if I blew up my ex-husband, can I argue the fact that he didn't suffer? So I should go free, right?
Oh, nigga, Duck Dynasty is the shit. Why am I just finding out about it?
What did I say?
There you go. But what you just said on the show was, oh, man, it was just on TV. And you never followed up with.
I just added it to mine. I got to go back and watch the first three seasons.
Ooh, seasons? Dang.
Hey, man, y'all getting out of hand. Y'all making it seem like I was sitting up there like, oh, man, let me front for the show and be like, man, this shit didn't come on TV. I got into the show. Didn't I say I watched Duck Dynasty? And then everything else backs that up.
Uh-oh. He's stuttering.
Nigga, did you masturbate the Duck Dynasty?
Hey, Stone.
Sure, about to the first three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Somebody just backed it up on Instagram. Gotta put my authentic owl. And the black tights.
Here y'all go. All right, man, yo. This shit really disturbed me. I want to see how y'all feel about it. Big Sean.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'll say big little Sean. Says he can out-rap Drake and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. He's just trying to get some attention. We shouldn't even give him any. Oh, boy.
We're just gonna blow past that.
Yep.
Yeah.
How you did last week with that one question?
Yeah, I'm gonna go past this one. Like,
what you say?
That's how you did last week with that one question.
What question you talking about? I don't know what question
you
talking about.
You know what question I'm talking about.
What question?
That question, we talk about sexting.
Yeah, I still don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We got to record it, son.
Somebody else on the show or something. God damn, we do got to record it, huh?
Yep.
Huh.
All right, man, yo, I got another one. Let me see where I'm at with Mars. Boom, boom.
Is this gonna take a minute?
Nah, we right here.
Cause I got
some. All right. We got a couple in. Yeah, I think it was in China. Fall out of a window to their death while making love.
Hold up, this deserves it right here. Oh, kill him. Golly, what was they doing? The rope it dope it dope?
Apparently, son, you know how niggas get a little freaky and shit. They got up against the window overlooking the city and yo, he's handling his business, right? And the window gave way. So they out the window, they hit the ground, they both died. You know what I'm saying? Dang. But this is what I want to know, man. On the way down, son, do you think he finished?
No.
No. But think about it, yo, you know you about to die. You know what I'm saying? You falling out this window, say you 15 stories up. You know you about to die. Do you go ahead and get that last one out, son?
You can't.
You had like you was falling for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Everything's locked up. Booty cheeks locked up. Everything's locked up.
Why? You don't say you're gonna hey, keep pumping, son.
Dude, you ever smack some bugs out the air that's having sex?
No, what kind of fucking bugs you be around, nigga?
Yeah, you know, all the bugs. Them love bugs be flying around having sex all the time.
Yeah, okay, like ladybugs and shit.
Yeah, slap them out the air, man. They done.
But that's bugs, though. Yeah, that's bugs you hitting drastically. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, yo, you just fall out this window. Yeah, you know you about to die, but nigga, you might as well go out happy, son. Just keep pumping, my nigga.
Dude, if you fall out the window, they ain't staying connected.
Why not?
Like dogs.
I'ma try my hardest to hold on to her, B.
I'ma try to land
maybe
on
she
her
could
me.
Break my fall.
Yeah. Try to land on her me.
That shit is crazy. So that's funny though. It's not funny.
No, it's but, funny.
Yeah. Yo, check this out though. All right. We actually touched on this before. You remember the fucking dude that woke up and the dog was eating his foot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened again, son.
Not the same dude.
No, it's okay. A different guy, but and it's way worse than the first time, nigga. A paralyzed man woke up to find his dog eating one of his testicles.
Dang.
Yo. He has no feeling. He's 39, has no feeling from the waist down, and sleeps in the nude. Nigga, you need to correct that anyway.
He ain't got a good support team.
Yo, for real, woke up after feeling a burning pain in his midsection. Well, at least he got the feeling back. You know what I'm saying? That's a plus.
So he got the feeling back when that was happening?
Yo, when he looked down, he saw the small, white, fluffy animal between his legs with blood on his muzzle and feet. the testicle song.
I would just like to give a
shout out to that one nut.
A big rest in peace to the nuts.
That one of his testicles was missing.
Oh, his testicle. I hope we get to keep my testicles, but they can't attach them again.
Oh, nigga, that shit was
so
shooting.
Hard to say goodbye to my testicles. He lost that, man. I'm all sad.
Mm. Testicalia, man. That's
oh my goodness.
Yo, how you lose a, yo, how you paralyzed, nigga, but feel your nut getting eat off?
That connected to stuff inside. So he was like, hey man, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Something
wait a minute.
So fluff balled and ate my ball. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Yo, I don't even want to talk about that. My nuts hurt. Yo, check this out. Yo, this dude, his name is Daniel Chong. He got forgotten in a police cell for 5 days and sued the California judicial system or whatever, and got £2.6 million. I don't know why it's in pounds.
Pounds? I say, well, what? Yeah. In California?
Yeah, I don't know why it's in pounds. I guess it's where the story is reported from. But he got $2.6 million, right? This nigga say he was in there for 5 days. He spent the days hallucinating, drinking his own urine, and broke his glasses to scratch "Sorry, Mom" into his arm.
I remember that story.
Nigga, 5 days.
And he tripping like that?
5 days. Yo, nigga say he lost 15 pounds.
In 5 days?
5 days, nigga.
What was he eating beforehand?
Nigga, his piss.
He was drinking. I need to get on that diet so I can get on the Spreecast camera.
Goddamn piss diet, nigga, so we can get our weight up on this podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not joining that club,
nigga. Yo, 5 days. Whoa. Yo, I would like to think, man, I can last at least 10. Nigga, after 5 days, you drinking your piss? Yo, not even 5 days, cause like, yo, he was drinking his piss. He got out after 5 days. So, like, yo, he was drinking his piss the first day.
Wow.
I can't get a Diet Coke around here or nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, yo, they ain't had no toilet water or something?
That's cray.
Really?
But, yo, that's the show, man. We got to go. got to lock it up.
No.
Wrap it up. Oh, rub it down. Oh,
nah, no. Man, I got one more thing for y'all, man. Guess the movie. Y'all want to play?
All right.
What you going to do? Spit a line? We're
going to go with the best 3 out of 5. All right?
All right.
All right, yo. You got, I'm going to give you, we're going to go one at a time, right? Y'all niggas playing against each other. I'm going to give you a category. You pick the category. We got actors, characters, plot, or tagline. You pick the ones you want. The one who get it fastest wins.
I'm confused. It might be the liquor. Right.
Lego.
All right, I'll do it like this. I'll give you a first practice round, right? The movie is a 1987 drama. It stars Kevin Costner and Sean Connery.
All right.
What you got?
Kevin Costner, Sean Connery.
Top Gun.
No.
What? What is that, Field of Dreams?
No.
All right.
Tagline.
On a boat, it's bootlegging. On Lakeshore Drive, it's hospitality. I'm a businessman.
Titanic.
No.
Wall Street?
No. I get characters. Elliot Ness and Al Capone.
Oh, Untouchables.
There you go. It's just like that. That's how you play.
He Googled.
You ready? Nigga say, nigga, he Googled. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right. 1981 action. What y'all want first?
Characters.
Papa Gallo, the Gyro Captain, and Lord Humongous.
Is this a porn?
No. You picked a bad one. I give you the actors. Mel Gibson and Bruce Spence.
Braveheart.
No. 1981, nigga.
It's not Lethal Weapon.
Nah.
How you gonna pick a movie when I was one?
Because you've seen this movie. A Wanderer in a Post-Apocalyptic.
Oh, Mad Max.
Come on,
movie? Man. Mad which Max one? 1.
No.
2.
Road Warrior.
There you go.
Ah! Oh!
That's one for KD.
Wait a
That's
minute. Is that still in the Mad Max series?
Mad Max 2 the Road Warrior, yeah.
I said 2. I won.
he got the Road Warrior.
Oh my god. This is biased.
Oh my god, that's nigga. Yo. Alright. 1981 comedy. Oh, this thing is stuck in the Harold Ramis and Bill Murray.
Ghostbusters.
No.
Ghostbusters 2.
Actually, no, it's not. Sergeant Hulka, Private John Winger.
Oh,
Top Flight.
No.
What?
Oh my god.
Angels in the Outfield.
No.
Oh my god. Stripes.
There you go.
Come on, man.
That's two for Katie's. Alright, let me get some Anthony, you know, I guess, apparently, nigga. This nigga's sinking, yeah. Okay. Heath Ledger, Jake Gyllenhaal. 2005
Brokeback Mountain.
Why do you know that?
And that is the end of the movie. And that is the end of Forget That, yo. Shout out to Waynesville with the floods. Hope everything get better out there. Y'all be safe.
Stay dry, son.
Stay dry.
You came out quick.
ForgetThatYo.com.
Oh, nigga, that hurts so bad, son.
718-577-1508. Holla at us. Send us an email. ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. Send us some emails, man. We out of here. ForgetThatYo.
I would have rather had a standoff over that last one to see what he was going to say.
Peace.
Oh, man. I'm out, man.
Hey, yo, nigga, you proud of that?
Oh, man, that is funny.
Oh, now this nigga just going to be quiet and shit?
It's silent.
Oh, that nigga said that shit like it's his favorite movie and shit. Brokeback Mountain, nigga. Oh. Quick. Watched it earlier today, nigga.
Ooh.
Oh, kill. Oh. 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 Oh, kill. Oh, kill. Oh. Oh.
Yo, that's what we saying doing Brokeback Mountain and shit.
Huh?
Oh, my ass, man. Yo, you came out with that one quick, man.
We done here.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all gotta